So we've got a long way to go, and we know we can match up with the best.
With the current climate, this is just the way you got to do things at times.
With the concussion rules, I think some players wouldn't be telling them, though. There'd be players out there that are going, I'm not going to risk missing time.
When a guy remains at a club, then can be incredibly encouraging for the future.
We want to do our bit to ensure that the games go ahead.
We've been really inconsistent. Good football clubs and good football teams don't do that.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one and welcome all to the Sanctum this morning. We head down to normally about Casey Fields around about this time, and Maxie's walking laps or is sitting in the grandstand with his pigeon friends having a great time. And I don't know where he is this morning, but let's find out. Max, good morning.
Hello, Half. Hello, Whitey. Yeah, grandstand again, Half. Grandstand down at Casey Fields.
Righto, any pigeon activity?
No, there's actually no birds this morning. I'm not sure what's going on. Might be a storm coming.
Are you the only one there yet?
Yeah, there's a couple of the high-performance team in the gym, but in terms of players, I'm the only one here.
First. He's always first there, man, because that's what's
that's leadership.
That's what's made him a great player. No doubt about that. Can I ask you a question? Sort of doesn't have too much to do with anything, really, but there's a photo of you in the paper today, Max, in your bucket hat, your D's bucket hat, and your red training shirt, and your shorts, and your black undergarment there for your arms. And you're wearing your mask outdoors while you're training. Is that a new thing, or is that just something that happened for a period of time yesterday?
It was cold yesterday. And the face mask that I had actually kept me quite warm. My nose and my mouth were freezing. I put my face mask on and I'm warm again. So that's the reason.
Right.
I saw Herald Sun thought I was trying to hide. People think I'm really embarrassed about this mark thing. It's quite the opposite. But no, that was to stay warm, Huff.
Righto. Okay. I wasn't aware that they'd be used for warmth. But good luck to you. You should have worn some tights as well, Max, if you're cold.
That's one thing I just say. I can wear anything above my waist, but just shorts below.
I'm okay with that. It's a philosophy I sort of run with too. Waist up warmth, we call it.
Yeah, correct.
It's the key to life. You mentioned the mark thing, so let's get straight there. There is a suggestion you say that people think you're embarrassed about being a stepladder for most of the players around the country. You're pretty happy with that? No issues from your end?
Oh, it's just a part of the game, yeah. Waitman took a mark on me. Georgiades took one the other day and we beat Port by 30 points. It doesn't bother me one bit. The Liam Ryan mark, I still watch because I really enjoy my effort to get back. It just so happened that Bailey Fritsch let Liam Ryan jump on me, and then Jake Lever let Georgiades, and then Trent Rivers let Waitman. So I've had a word with all of them, and I've told them that over the next few weeks, we got Rankin coming up this week, and then Liam Ryan again the week after. So there's some guys that are going to do it over the next few weeks. So if they just don't mind putting a bit of body on, because my Instagram notifications, I don't know how many notifications would you get a day, Half?
No, I wouldn't even average one a day.
Yeah, times out by 2,000, and that's what I've received over the last 2 days. But
right,
yeah, it doesn't really bother me, to be honest. I enjoy, and it's not going to stop me going back and trying to get a mark.
Now, someone was saying yesterday, I can't remember. You're in the right spot. I mean, that's the spot you've got to be in playing your role. So chances are at some stage you're going to get hovered on. I must admit, though, when he came down, your face did seem to suggest, oh, bloody hell, not again.
Yeah, that's what my face looked like. I'm not sure if that's what I was thinking. It seemed like I actually worked my opponent out of the contest quite well, and I get grumpy if anyone comes over the top and I'm about to mark the ball, or thinking I'm about to mark the ball, and I think there was more of that.
It was extraordinary. We were talking about this yesterday. It's the last thing I'll say on it, but how small Cody is, to get as high as he did considering how tall you are, it was quite the achievement.
I haven't got much for you, Whitey. he's got a good jump, and it was a good mark. I think the best one I've been involved in was Liam Ryan's, but to be honest, I can't see Georgiades and Waitman where I watched Liam Ryan the whole time, so that's probably why I like his better.
You can see him coming, prowling like a panther. Hey, the game on the weekend, Maxie, what's been the wash-up from Melbourne's perspective? Because, obviously, difficult conditions early. It was a 1v2 battle. and you didn't really, I was there on Saturday night, you didn't really ever seem to have the game on terms. What was the wash-up from your assessment?
Yeah, it's a good question, Huff. We're not that worried. We played a much better brand of football than what we have against Hawks and GWS over the last weeks before. I know there's some stats around, which I don't really look into, but I'm going to give them to you anyway. That the expected score, which Champion Data does, had us in front by the end of the game, which shows that we're playing the right brand of football. Maybe there was a little bit about our entries inside 50 or our shots on goal and vice versa. There's maybe they were converting some harder shots on goal, but they probably just got out to too far of a lead. It was too much to peg back, and once we did, that we probably gave it our all to get back, and then they were able to steady and win by sort of the 3-goal margin. But I'm much happier with the brand of football we played on the weekend than what we had the few weeks before.
Now, I think that's fair from what had been happening the previous weeks. Are you getting any level of worry about what's happening? I mean, it's 2 wins in the last 6 weeks. There's been a draw in there as well, but 2 wins in the last 6 weeks. Is that starting to weigh on you?
It doesn't sound as good, that stat, if you put the draw in. So let's just say 2 from 6. No, it certainly doesn't. It worries me when we play like we did against GWS. That's probably the worst of the performances. And that will worry me. And if that's stuck on as a trend, it'd start to worry. But the fact that we're able to play the game like we did against Port, a game like against Essendon, and then also what I think was a really good game against Western Bulldogs, it shows that we're on the right way. And teams are going to have form slumps, and we've sort of had ours in the middle of the year. And if I remember back to 2018, this is when we got on our run with 4 rounds to go. And it really matters just being in good form going into this last little bit of the year.
I want to ask you about that, Max. Has anything changed? And I mean, all teams are going to go through sort of waves with their form, but even from a training load to get yourselves ready for the finals, have things changed, or is it the opposition have kind of worked out a little bit more on how to play you after being such a dominant force in the first couple of months of the season?
I just look at the season, half. I mean, Whitey. I think Geelong and Sydney are pretty standout form teams in the comp at the moment, but going into that Western Bulldogs game, they were 3-3 and we were 2.5 and out of 6. Port and Brisbane have lost games over the last few weeks. North Melbourne are almost the form team of the comp. There's just so much going on within the season. It's so even. It's the most even of a season I've been involved in. No standout top two teams. The top eight's got 6 or 7 teams still going for it. I think it's just that. I think any team can win on its day, and we go to Gold Coast this week. Well, I think we go to Gold Coast this week, and they've taken it to Western Bulldogs and Brisbane over the last 2 and beat Richmond not long before that. So it just shows how even this competition is, and I think it's more that. I think maybe at the start of the year there was a couple of teams like us and Doggies that were on fire, but now everyone's found their feet and playing some really good footy.
So what does, and I accept all of what you've just said, by the way, so as a captain or as a leader, whether it's you or whether it's Simon as coach, are you having to calm the farm internally, or the way that it's been set up this year and the maturity of the group that's been spoken about a lot, it just happens naturally that panic doesn't set in?
I'm hoping it'll happen naturally. I haven't really been in this position, to be honest. Whitey, it's a unique position where you're sort of sitting in the top four, trying to consolidate your spot in the top four. We will have a top four battle at the end of the year against Geelong. That's if we're still in it, where both teams will probably be fighting for a position in the top four. And I reckon this is the real exciting part of footy, and this is why people play footy. So I think it will naturally come. I think our players will naturally come to training, sort of buzzing around, and we've got a little journey ahead of us. We've got to go to West Coast, I think, for 8 days next week. So it'll be a good chance to bond the group together with the COVID restrictions and really attack this end of the year.
How do you cope with not knowing where you are going to play on this weekend? Because most people are saying, oh, you just got to be adaptable. You are playing Gold Coast. You could be playing them in Darwin. You could be playing them, as you said, on the Gold Coast. Who really knows? Does it play on your mind at all, or it's the new normal?
It is the new normal, but I would like to know if I'm travelling the day before or the day of. The day of the game travel is quite a unique sort of process where I'd like to know if I'm doing that beforehand, but And also, I think it's a 3 o'clock game, so if we're playing in Darwin, I'll bring some sunscreen, and that's Darwin. I think it's 32 during the middle of the day compared to a Goldie, which I think is 21. So there's some different unique. I think that's just this week because we're going up in the heat. But normally it doesn't seem to faze me. And to be honest, I don't think we will know. Our Perth game, we should know because we'll have a 7-day quarantine. It's usually on the Sunday night. But then we got Adelaide at the G. Who knows what's going on there? And then Geelong and Geelong. So I don't think we'll know when we're playing for the rest of the year.
It is one of those things at the moment. It's difficult to keep on top of, no doubt. 3:10 it is at this stage, the Gold Coast Melbourne game, to be confirmed the venue. So we'll see more on that. Just on the you talk about bonding there. You're bonding with your midfield group. I'd love to get your take on your dominance from a ruck perspective on Saturday night and the way that the Bulldogs played that. Is you finding that because you are such a presence around those situations now, and they probably didn't have their number one ruck out there too often. Well, Steph Martin's obviously not there at the moment. 67-18 hitouts, Max, and then 41-49 clearances. Are you finding teams are almost planning to lose the hitouts and try and work the ball out of those situations?
I'll go into this a bit. It was quite a unique battle. They obviously recognised that there might be some ruck dominance, and they played two extra mids a lot of the time. So in there was our four guys versus their 6-7 guys.
Yep.
So we're incredibly outnumbered. We won first possession, which is where I hit to my midfielder and they get a disposal. We won that by 15.
Yep.
So that's to then lose clearance by 9 means, without being great at maths, 24 of our first possessions have gone the other way. So it's their pressure and their swarming and their outnumbering that probably got to us.
Yep.
Where we thought we'd be able to make it back with Jake Lever or Trent Rivers being free in the back line. It just didn't work that way with the wet game. I think their advantage sort of helped them win the game, being able to have those extra numbers around the ball. And like I said, I'm not too worried about our chemistry. I think I was able to find Clayton probably the most I have this year. And we had some good waxing going on there. But it was just our ability to get that next disposal to be able to clear the ball and then keep it in our forward half that we lacked. And that's good planning from Bulldogs, and they executed it well. They knew we were going to tag Libber, and Libber went to the non-dangerous parts of the stoppage and allowed some of his free guys to be able to get to work. So it was something we can write down for next time we play Doggies, which we hope we do, and see if we can capitalise on that dominance.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. They did seem to have the inner and the outer ring covered pretty well on Saturday night, which did pressure that first possession, as you rightly say, which got a ball back to them quick smart, and they had the exit strategy as well, which was good planning, as you say. So you lose no confidence from that. You know that you can hit your mids as well, but you'd probably have to have another layer to your game next time you meet them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I mean, we could come up and man them up within our stoppage next time. We could play it differently. There might be different tactics with my ruck work or with Clayton's patterns. We tried sort of punching the ball out of there, and that seemed to work.
Yep.
At times, but I saw Oscar McInerney against Gold Coast last week. It certainly worked against a less dominant ruck. He was able to punch the ball and clear the ball that way. So there's different ways you can do it, but Doggies sort of outplayed us in that general area. But what we did get confidence from is probably my hand to Clayton's chest. So we just got to work on that next bit, being able to clear it.
The clearing tap is a very old school thing, Max. Back in the old days, they just get it and whack it and just see what would happen on the back of that. These days, it is a bit more craft-driven, the job and the position. Is there an element of the game that, from your perspective, you actually could use that more effectively more often, the clearing tap?
There is. You need to have a lot of teams sort of have numbers on their defensive side of the stoppage, so if you're punching the ball forward, you tend to be punching it to their numbers a lot.
Yep.
I know, like, for example, if English punched the ball forward, we had 6v4 in our back line, so it would have been going to our numbers. So sometimes it doesn't work, but the way Brisbane do it, they set up really well to be able to get their numbers surging onto the ball. And it's a lot harder for rucks these days. I mean, centre bounce, we're jumping off 2 metres, not back in the old days where it was 15 metres and you get a good run up. And also at ball ups and throw ins, you're keeping a metre before you can do any work on your opponent, so it's quite hard to punch the ball forward anyway, but it's definitely a tactic you can use.
He's a remarkable player, Clayton Oliver. And, I mean, on the weekend, he pretty much had double-figure disposals in the first 10 minutes of the game. And some of the games he's played this year, I think, are some of the best games anyone's played this year. What's he like when he's in that vein of form out on the field? Does he talk much to you? Is it just a nod and a wink? How do you work with him?
We've got some continuity in the guys we're playing in the midfield now, Whitey, and myself, Clayton, and Christian have played a lot of footy together over the last 3 or 4 years. They're both north of 100 games and right in their perfect time to be able to dominate the competition. And Clayton won out. We have a trademark player that we give during the week, which was yesterday, and Clayton won, and we show a little bit of a highlights package of what he did. And I was sitting in awe. I couldn't believe some of the stuff he was doing. His craft around the ball is some of the best. It was quite for the spectacle to watch on the weekend, watching Clayton and Christian play Bont, Libber and McRae. I think would have been great to watch because they're five different players, but they're five of the best midfielders going around in the comp at the moment, and we got two of them. I'm really happy to be playing to Clayton. And he is a talker, Whitey. He does talk. He's got an incredible will to win. And the balance he has with the other two in there of Vines and Track is really good.
So he seems to have gears where when your team needs him the most, he does seem to lift. The game in Adelaide where it was only a draw, you lost at the death, but the way he brought you back into that game was staggering. So will he say to you out there, all right, I'm ready to go here, Maxie, let's go? Or does he just let his actions do the talking for him? Is it a conscious thing? Because we've talked to Marcus Bonapelli about this, about when he goes to another level, does he sense that time, or does it just happen naturally?
You just know. I mean, this touches on that bit of the will to win.
Yep.
I've never seen anything like it from a person in Melbourne Football Club, and just wanting to win a game of football so bad. I mean, we all want to win. But Clayton's last quarters, I mean, if you went through, I know his first quarter was unbelievable this week, but if you went through his last quarters throughout his career, especially in tight games, he does rise to another level. Yep. And sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes. But that's what happens when you put yourself in that position. You can miss it sometimes as well. But he's playing some seriously good footy this year. It's going to be an interesting best and fairest run for us, I think. Those two boys have been standout all year, and then you can add a couple of defenders, and it'll make it quite interesting.
There might even be a ruckman polling some votes in that too, Max, through the journey.
might be
a sneaker couple home, I reckon.
He's been good, Luke Jackson, but I don't think he'll poll that well.
You're an idiot. Hey, has anything changed at training in the next month to freshen things up? We've touched through the journey of hell. How long the year is and how much of a grind it can be. You know, you've been really positive. I imagine on the back of some great performances of your team through the year, and that makes it a lot easier. But do you have a bit more of a 5-minute fun session as part of it? Does anything change to freshen things up to get the energy flowing for the back end of the season for a finals campaign coming?
Normally it naturally changes just because of the amount of days between games. So chucking like a 5-day break and then chucking a 10-day break, and naturally it changes, and naturally you get some days off, or you do some different stuff for training because it's a 5-day break, and that sort of happens. But we've sort of had a few 7-day breaks in a row. We played a lot of Saturday nights, Saturday games, and it is probably getting to that mundane little period now where they will change some stuff up. But I don't think we have that issue just because of the position we're sitting in, and boys are really excited to come to work at the moment with COVID going on and not much being able to do outside of the club. Everyone's loving being at the club as well, so hopefully COVID ends tomorrow, but not COVID, but the lockdown.
Well, hopefully that doesn't end.
Do
you know something? Have you got some word?
Yeah, so apparently there's a new vaccine and we're all going to get it by the end of the day. No, it certainly is a fun place to be at the moment. Half I love footy, and I love coming in when we were 17th, but I don't think we have the issue with the boys at the moment.
Well, just on that, the whole vaccine thing, it's a topic clearly of discussion for everyone at the moment. Would you be for all the players getting vaccinated so that you do have a level of certainty that, stability that everyone can move forward from the game's perspective, we can keep it rolling?
I sort of walked into that one, didn't I?
you did.
I mentioned it. I mean, it's just one thing that the media manager says, just say, don't talk about COVID. And I brought it up myself. I'm personally, my views, I'm all for it. But I understand there are some different views of different players, and it'll be a touchy thing if they do mandate it or anything around that. But yeah, our doctors chatted to us. It seems like it might be an end of season if people are interested in it. I'm not even sure if we're eligible for the vaccine at our age, but I know you're quite different there, Half, but sorry.
That's nasty.
That was harsh. That was harsh.
Nasty.
but yeah, I mean, that'll play out at the end of the year for us.
I wanted to ask you, Maxi, about Ben Brown, because my personal view is you look better when he's out there. But he's someone that is just desperately trying to get form and add value to the team. You can see the stress on his face every time he gets a shot at goal. He wants to kick it. He's trying so hard. Talk us through that process at the moment with someone that has kicked so many goals over his career.
He's in some pretty good form for us, to be honest. I know his numbers may not say that way, but he's creating a really good contest. He's getting some shots on goal. I think he might have had four or five on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're really happy with what he's bringing out on the field, and his set shots hasn't been a problem his whole career, so it's something that he's got to work on at the moment, but he puts in the most work, and the amount of work we do on our goal kicking and then for the results we've got in the last 2 or 3 weeks, it doesn't sort of add up. So I've always been a big believer, if my marking's off and I go work on my marking, it tends to be a little bit of a delay. There could be 3 or 4 weeks before my marking comes back. It's like a delay effect. So you almost got to work on your marking the whole way through so you never have that dip. But I think that could be happening with our goal kicking. Maybe a couple of people might have taken it easy a couple of weeks ago and there might be a little bit of delay effect. But I've got no doubt that Benny Brown will be kicking for goals for us, because it's very uncharacteristic, some of his misses on the weekend. And I've seen him train all this year and I've been a fan of him his whole career, and he's been slotting them for years.
Yeah, it just feels like he's almost trying too hard, because he obviously has been out of the team for a large portion of the year. He wants to be there when the whips are cracking, but you can see it's not far away, and it could be one of the keys to you come the business end of the season.
Yeah, I don't think he has that worry regarding his spot in the team at the moment. He's a pretty confident man, and I think he knows that... his position in this team is where it is right now, to be full forward for the club and take us to a flag, and I reckon he plays like that at the moment. So I think the goal kicking thing's quite separate to whatever's happening with him in terms of thinking he can get a game and whatnot.
I'm with Whitey. I reckon he look better when he's out there. So we'll see what Simon Goodwin and the coaching staff think about all that. Maxi, I know you've got work to do, so we'll let you get to that, mate. Always great to have a chat to you on the Inner Sanctum. We appreciate your time, buddy. Good luck this week against the Suns.
No worries, gents. Looking forward to your tweets about Olympic sports that you don't know about, Huff.
Yeah, that's
fire.
Exactly right.
Absolute fire. You know it.
Spot on, Max.
I've got a great read on sporting people, as you well know. Thank you, Max.